people. If I had a hat on, I'd tip it to you. But Trevor, let me see your hat. Probably mess up my pretty hair, but my hat's off to you, young ladies. Young men, you too. You put that back on, your hair's pretty ugly. Is that called hat hair? Hat head? Getting started is always kind of a, to me, it's always kind of a prodding me along to just look forward to what can happen in everyday life. You know, I was going to share some scriptures. I won't share all of them, but out of John chapter 8, scripture talks about Jesus said, "Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, 'If you will abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" I wanted to just encourage everybody here, young people, all the way up to people that are my age, 35 or plus. But I want you to understand that one of the most important things that can happen to you is that you get to the place where you're allowing the Lord to teach you, that you're willing to follow him, because I believe you get into a place where the Lord can direct your path. And I'm excited about the fact that we take time on a regular basis to sow into your lives word that can help you. And the word of God is eternal. Do you agree with that? And so if you will begin to live by it, you'll begin to walk by it, you'll begin to really see the fruit of God in your life. God wants to bless you. You don't have to wait till you're older. You can start being blessed of God right now. His hand is upon all of us. And all we need to do is begin to yield ourselves to that. I was thinking about the word disciple, so I looked it up on my concordance, on my Bible package, on my software. And the word disciple in the King James Version is used 244 times. And one of those times is in the Old Testament. All 243 other times, it's in the New Testament. And the word disciple simply means to be willing to be taught, willing to follow, willing to live the life that Jesus shows you to live. And I don't think there's a better way to live. I remember hearing a guy say his dad, he grew up in a Christian home. His dad was a very solid believer and walked with the Lord all of his life. And he told his son, the dad told the son in his latter days of life, he said, "Son, even if I found out this wasn't a good way to live, or if this was all a lie, I would have still lived this way because it's the best way to live there is. The good news is, it's not a lie. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life." And so I want to encourage each and every one of us to make the decision as we come here. You know, I would love for young people to do this, because you don't know how important this is, but when you look around those who are coming, do not exclude anybody that comes. You reach out to them, you make them feel like they're a part of you, and you let them know that I've got your back. I'm not here to make fun of you. I'm not here to do anything but just be a friend to you. And I want you to know, with me, you have a safe place. And that's not only good for young people to learn, but it's also good for people who are growing up in the Lord. When you start hanging out with people who are in the family of God, you've got to let each other know that you've got each other's back. And you're not their judge. Can you say amen? Amen. God didn't call you to judge. He called you to love. And the Bible says judge yourself. If you're going to judge anybody, judge yourself. And so a lot of times you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, you're not that hot. You know, so you just need to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But we really do, and I believe as just family, friends, even though there is so much imperfection in our lives, and I say that, including myself, that's why we need a Savior. Not just a one-time experience, but a lifetime, eternal experience, if you will. So we want to encourage you to make sure you take advantage. I believe this with all my heart. We're going to put word into you. We're going to put knowledge into you that will help you. And at all ages, you're going to get a broader knowledge of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And so that means that you can walk intimately with him. And I was thinking about that word intimacy, and it's been a while now. My wife and I got married on June 8th, 1969. I can still remember. That's been a few years ago. But I remember dating her in high school. Most of you that have been going here for a while, you know I'm married to an older woman. She's 5 months older than I am. And she just turned a year older just this 1st of August, and I love these next 5 months. But I remember when we started kind of, I mean, I couldn't keep her away from me. I had to run and hide from her all the time, and which is not true. But I remember one thing that drew me to her more than anybody else that I'd ever met. And as a freshman in high school, how many of those relationships can you have? I mean, you don't have real depth. And my advice to most people would say, don't get real serious while you're in high school. Just give yourself freedom to be friends. But anyhow, we started dating, and I was a freshman. She was a sophomore in high school. But I remember one thing that helped us to grow close, and it really has stayed the same, was we were able to share our hearts with each other without feeling like we were walking on eggshells. In other words, I could trust her with what I said, and the longer we communicated, there was nobody else I felt like I was comfortable doing that with. You can do that with Jesus. You can be real comfortable with him, and I think that's one of the things that I would like us to pursue this year is more intimacy with Jesus Christ, because that is available to every one of us. So take advantage of this. This isn't something we do just so that you can have something to busy your life, because I know we're all busy enough, but this is something that I do that can help your life forever, and it's a good thing. So I am proud of you. I'm glad that you're here. And I got one more verse of scripture to read, and then I will turn it over to my associates. Hebrews 10, 19 through 25 out of the Message Bible. It says, "So friends, we can now without hesitation walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So let's do it. Full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching." So this is something that will be very profitable to you. And again, I want you to understand, make a decision that you have each other's back. And that if you see somebody that's coming to youth group, or somebody's coming to adult church, or somebody's coming to children's church that's kind of being excluded, do what you can to make them feel like they're a part. Amen. Now, for those of you that are visiting, you're kind of new here, and your folks maybe they've graciously permitted you to come be a part of what we're doing out here, which we're thankful. Back on the back table at that end, there's a stack of papers that talk about our vision, our mission, and our core values. And then on the back of it, it has our tenets of faith. And all that does is just kind of, it will tell your folks if should they have questions, what we believe. And I think sometimes folks definitely have a right to know that. And so we want you to know that that is available for you. And if you're like my grandkids, when they get papers at school, you don't find them till about 3 or 4 months later. And so take them home, give them to your parents. And I want to just note this. The reason we are having this is our first night. When school is on, we have Wednesday nights. When school is off, on a Wednesday, we do not have service here at the church. The only other times we will call off church here is if a storm has happened and school has been dismissed on a Wednesday afternoon or something, we will call off. I got in trouble once by going ahead and having it, but we walk in forgiveness here. But anyhow, that's how that works. Just like when Thanksgiving comes, you come right up to Tuesday, and they're dismissed, and so they're gone Wednesday. So we will not have church the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But Christmas vacation starts on the 20th, and church and school is in session that day for a half day or maybe a full day, I'm not sure. So we will have a service on that Wednesday night because they had school. So that is the simple way to do it, and we'll try to do our best to uphold that. And so with that said, Jeremy, come up here, and you can kind of share with people what's going to be happening back in children's.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We're Looking forward to a good night tonight, but more importantly, looking forward to a great school year. I'm sure everybody was really excited to be back in school today, right, kids? We've got some of these, and some of these. So I remember those days. It's been a while, but thank you all for being here tonight. Just going to share a little bit about Wednesday nights back for the younger kids. For our, we'll have Elevate Kids, we'll have Elevate Junior, and we'll also have nursery available as well for those that have little ones and they want to bring them and participate in service. So the Elevate Junior, it's going to be the same age group. It will be kindergarten and first grade. Then the Elevate Kids will be second grade through fifth grade. Brian Pro shared with me today that, hey, Pastor Jeremy, I get to be in your class this year. He's still going to miss you, Miss Nikki, wherever you are at over there. So Nikki Nanzel will be teaching our Elevate Junior again this year. I'll be teaching Elevate Kids, and we'll also have some folks helping. Brandy Oakley is going to be helping out with me, and Lauren Zur. I don't think Lauren's here tonight. Haven't seen her, but she'll be helping out some as well. So we'll have some people rotating in and out and helping out, so you won't have to see my face every time. But we're looking forward to a great year. We are going to have coordinating curriculums again. So what they're learning in Elevate Kids is going to be the same thing that they're going to be learning in Elevate Junior, just on different levels for, you know, the more mature kids. And we're really looking forward to that again this year. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview of what we'll be going through. We'll have three different curriculums. I say three different, same type of curriculum, but three different topics. The first one is called Center Stage, and it's learning to live a life of worship. I think that's so important that they learn it early, about how important worship is in not just here in church, because that's important, but when you're not at church, when you're at home, when you're in the vehicle, wherever it might be. It's so important. I can't tell you how many times my individual worship has really helped my day, my outlook. You know, if you're having a cruddy day, it's important to know that you can worship without being in church. So that's 8 weeks worth of curriculum with a few other things mixed in between. But we'll have that. And then we'll have one called the Great Skybridge Showdown. And you think, Skybridge, how do you build a skybridge? Well, that's what the theme of it is, building trust in God. Because you look at building a skybridge and you're like, well, how in the world do you do that? Well, you trust in God. That's how you do it. So that's going to be a theme. And then the last one is under the big top, and that is learning and using your gifts that each and every one of us have. And that will close out the school year. And then we'll have some fun days built in, and we'll have Christmas and Thanksgiving and some Halloween stuff, and then some spring stuff built in. But it's really going to be a lot of fun. We'll start at 7 o'clock every Wednesday night, and then like Pastor said, if school's not in session, we are not in session here as well. So it's going to be a great school year. We're looking forward to it. We're looking to your smiling faces, forward to your smiling faces. Looking forward to you bringing your friends as well. Bring them. We want to have as many kids as possible, and because we have the room. So, and if anybody has any questions about anything, you can find me afterwards. So,
This year for R3, we're going to do a series called Unashamed. It's going to be mainly for this whole semester. It's going to be Unashamed out of Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And getting teens to kind of share their faith is a little tricky. I mean, have to step out of the show. And so one of the things that we're incorporating is every Wednesday, I'm just wanting them at least once a week to just go in twos and choose some teens at school in the cafeteria when it's during lunch and just sit by them, have a conversation with them, accept them, you know, make them feel at home and invite them. Because when they do, they come, they already know someone. They're not coming here like kind of shell-shocked. They know those people that they were hanging out with at school. And so, and it's just going to be once a week. And so hopefully they actually do it. You know, that's, you know, teens sometimes. But also, we haven't set a date for the lock-in yet. And we're always going to do that. We've had great success with the lock-in. The last few years, the numbers have been down because other events were going on. But I'm believing that it's going to be back up. An alteration, one of the reasons why we wanted to do it at 7 o'clock was, I mean, we're doing worship on Sunday afternoons now. And we just had one this past Sunday. And I'm telling you, I was blessed by that because they were all out. I mean, for an hour, we ended it, and I just felt like the Holy Spirit was there. I mean, they were just going all out and just singing continually. So I wouldn't be surprised at one of these convergent nights that it just be all worship, you know, because I'm ready for it. I'm ready for what God has to do for them, so do through them and everything else. So that's pretty much it. Next semester, spring semester, I haven't got anything from the Lord yet, but I will let you know when we do.
These guys are a lot more short-winded than I am. Hey, the convergent time is the third Wednesday of the month. Every third Wednesday of the month, we all come together. Children's ministry will come in here for the praise and worship, and we'll dismiss them to go back to their proper places. But we're going to hang out. Some of us guys are going to hang out with you guys and gals. I think that is going to be a really blessed time. And there's some things that we're going to be doing that particular night, that convergent night. We're going to be receiving an offering, and those funds are going to go into our R3 ministry and just kind of help them do some stuff that needs to be done. And I told somebody the other day, and real honestly, I just sitting down putting a pencil to stuff that we need to do and stuff that we could do. If I had $250,000, if I had $350,000, I could spend it right now. And just doing some stuff that we eventually really need to do. So we start just little by little. You know, that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And if you like elephant. But anyhow, we love the fact that you're here, and I encourage you, man, it's really strong in me as best I can. Make sure that, you know, the Bible says the world knows that we're Christians by the love that we have one for another. So make sure that we're not a people that leave people out. You know, every now and then I hear a story about somebody quit coming because they didn't feel like they were welcome. Man, I'll tell you what, make people feel welcome. Go out of your way. And some of the best friends you'll ever meet are the people you don't think would be fun to be around. I give you one story, an example, because we got some hot dogs waiting and hang out in fellowship. We serving those in that last room?
Yes.
Okay. But in school, and when I was growing up in junior high, it'd been about 7th or 8th grade, we had a kid in our town. His name was Lee Finley. Everybody made fun of Lee. And Lee was a little bit backward, or at least he seemed to be backward, and he just didn't fit in anywhere with anyone, it seemed like. And so I began to just, I felt kind of bad for him. You know, back then, that was before I really even knew the Lord and was walking with the Lord. I felt kind of bad for him, so I started just talking to Lee. And so I invited him over to our house one time, and all I could find to feed him was peanut butter and jelly. And Lee Finley loved peanut butter and jelly. And from that time on, I was Lee Finley's best friend. And I even went over and hung out at his house. We had a great time. And I remember there was a couple times that we were out just laughing, having a great time. And I said, Lee, you're really kind of an okay guy. And he said, well, thank you. You know, I mean, and not that we make those prejudgments sometimes by just people that don't fit in. But I'm telling you, in the body of Christ, with the love of God operating, people fit in. Amen. You could even like somebody that wears a red sport coat. Amen. And I love the fact that adults go out of the way to do that, because we are, again, If people are going to know us, they're going to know us by our love. You know, the Bible says the world will know us because we have love one for another. We like each other, we respect each other, but we love each other by faith. And sometimes faith is not always based upon feeling. It's based upon a decision to just simply do what is right. Amen? Now, what I'd like you young people to do, all of you young people that are here, I would like you to stand up and we're going to pray for you. Pray for this year. And I'd like all of you adults, just kind of stretch your hands out toward these young people. And let's believe God that they have a great year this year. Father, today, we declare the word of God over these young people. We declare, Father God, the divine safety that comes from you, the Holy Spirit of the living God. And Father, we thank you that you're the one that will direct and guide and lead them into righteous paths. Father, that they'll make decisions to do what is right, but those decisions are empowered by you. God, that we will respect one another, that they will love one another. And Father, that they will be the light that you've called them to be in a school sometimes where there's not a whole lot of light. A lot of times there is. But Father, help them to be that light so that they can show the love of God. There are many young people that need to come to know the Lord. And Father, we pray for them now. Pray that you use these people to step out and these young people to be a part of what you've called them to do. Father, I'm asking you to bless their minds so that they can be good students, so that they can honor you with their study habits, so that they can honor you with how they treat one another. And all the areas, Father God, that you called us adults to, a lot of times we ask students and our young people to do what we don't do. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless them. Keep them safe. Keep them healthy. Those that are participating in sports. Father God, I thank you that you keep all their bones. Not one of them are broken. You keep their ligaments intact. Father, you keep them healthy, whole, so that they can be testimonies for you on the playing field. And I thank you for that. And, Father, for those that are involved in ministry here, God, I again anoint them with a fresh anointing as only you know how to do that. And we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And all that agree with that said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you may be seated real quickly. Those of you who are going to be involved in helping, teach, and instruct, I'd like you to stand up. Amen. And even if you're not teaching here, but you're teaching in, I know we got a college, a couple college instructors and stuff. If you're teaching in any area, we'd like to just pray for you as well. So go ahead and stand up and we're going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Father, you see these hearts that are willing to be open, to be used. And Father God, wherever they are doing what you've called them to do, Father, I'm asking you to anoint them. That they too would be a light where they are, and that they would literally be used by you to draw people to that light. God, I thank you that you give them the wisdom of God that comes only from heaven that will help in a supernatural way. And God, I'm asking you to give all of us favor in that which they do. And Father, those that teach in public schools, I'm asking you, Lord, for divine favor. Those who are involved in ministry here at the church, God, for your divine favor to operate in their life. And Father, that the hand of Almighty God would be upon them. And we thank you. We give you praise in that name, which is above every name. And all that agree with that said, amen and amen. Jeremy, you want to close?
All right. One thing, I had a misspoke on the ages for Elevate Junior. It is preschool through first grade, not kindergarten and first grade. So preschool through first grade. We do have some hot dogs and some chips and some water and some watermelon that will be delicious to have here momentarily. Here's how we will go through. It's all the way in the very back and left room. It's where we had simple suppers last year, so in the preschool, so you guys know where that's at. We'll go through, and Miss Denise and Miss Trina are going to help serve, so they will get you your bun, your hot dog, and then you can grab a bag of chips and water. There's seating for around 40 back there, and then if you want to go outside and eat or cruise, we should have plenty of room, sit in the hallway, however you want to do it. go down the R3 room. Just make sure that you're... yeah, and kids, you can sit in Miss Nikki's classroom. We've got a couple tables in there. Thank you for that. So, and then, so they'll serve you. We have enough for everybody, but go through and get one hot dog, and then come back through and get another if we should have a few left over. So, but want to make sure everybody that wants one gets served, and then come back through for seconds after that. So, and I'll pray over the food right here, and then we'll. Yes, Miss Marlene. Yes, and we have ices too, the ones from the frozen kind. So those will be good. So if you want one of those, we'll get one of those for you as well. So we got plenty of those. So we'll go ahead and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this food. We thank you for all that you provided for us, Lord. We ask that you bless it to our bodies for strength and for nourishment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you to Michael Lohmeyer for grilling those dogs up. Hey, kids go first. You get to go first here. So roll on through and tell everybody thank you when you're out there.